You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
During the recent Tokyo Olympics, a German equestrian competitor and her coach were accused by the public of animal abuse during a pentathlon event. Following the event, animal rights group PETA has called for all equestrian events to be taken out of the Olympics. Charlie spoke to Deborah Ashton, the CEO of animal rights charity SAFE, to discuss horses' welfare, animal rights, and the future of equestrian.
When we're looking at a mass event like the Olympics that has quite high stakes, why is it important to put the horses' welfare first?
I guess the question in the first place is whether or not we should be involving animals in events like the Tokyo Olympics, which I guess is the issue that we're talking about today. Bringing animals into these events essentially means that animals are having to go through some rigorous training to get to this point. And we do hear a lot about the fact that riders and trainers are caring deeply for these animals in the lead up to these types of events. But I think we do need to think about, the fact that animals are basically being forced into participating or performing. From their perspective, they don't even understand why they're there. So this is purely driven by, I guess, a human need to be able to achieve or to win at an event and show off essentially the type of control that they do have over the animal.
I think it's an issue where sports horses are sort of that glamorised commodity. So how do you believe we can steer away from the stereotype that horses are simply bred for entertainment purposes?
I think it's about recognising and putting the animals first. So I think, as I said earlier, that, this is about individuals, humans, wanting to win trophies or awards or have the enjoyment of whatever sport or event they want to use an animal for. But I think it really is about people stopping and considering those animals first. And when you see a scenario like we've seen at the Tokyo Olympics where this horse's Saint Boy has been forced to jump, clearly he did not want to have any part of this. And so instead of simply pulling that horse out of that event, he is encouraged or forced, we see the rider using her whip on the horse. We also see the horse backing up to the fence line where I think it's the trainer is there, and you see the trainer give the horse a thump with their hand. This is a scenario where we should have said, or the people running this event should have said, this horse does not want to take part in this and we're going to stop it. But instead, the horse was, pushed to its maximum. Obviously, the rider, she was incredibly emotional, really upset. The Tokyo Olympics is a huge event to be at, and now in front of the world, everyone's seeing that she's not managing her horse very well at all. But I don't think we should single out just this particular rider anyway. What we're looking at here is the fact that people are using whips to force animals to do things or to get hopefully the best out of them from the rider's perspective. Using whips obviously is, I would say it is animal cruelty. A horse can of course feel a fly land on its hide, so you can imagine what a whip would feel like on a horse, and that can inflict both physical and psychological pain, which is essentially animal cruelty, and no one wants to be doing that. So I think the first thing they should have done at this particular event was pulled the horse out of the event, stopped it essentially, and considered that this horse was really upset or conflicted with taking part in this event.
I just want to pick up on the the whipping part of that, because you mentioned how it is involved in the training and the events and so forth. Do you think there is a sort of speciesism view towards horses where they're sort of treated differently than domestic pets just because they're bred for the competitions? Or
when you're training an animal for a particular event, certainly it is going to be treated in a particular way, because they're having to get a particular thing out of this animal. I mean, you could say that someone with a domestic animal might be, you know, trying to train their dog, for example, to do particular things as well. So when it comes to training, I think there's, you know, the right way of doing that, and teaching an animal like a domestic animal, you know, good behaviour around the home, of course. But when you're training an animal for an event where there's a prize at the end, I think that takes on a whole new model of management and training. And this is where potentially animals are pushed to their limits. So it's hard to see behind the scenes, really, exactly what is going on to bring a horse up to speed for this type of event. But, you know, it was interesting to see also that this rider at the Olympics, that they're only given the horse 20 minutes before the event occurs. So they haven't even managed to build a relationship with the particular animal that they're going to be riding. That can't be too much fun for the horse or for the rider, actually. But, you know, we're really going back to saying, are these types of events acceptable? And I think, you know, slowly people are starting to reconsider whether we're talking about greyhound racing, horse racing, animals and other equestrian events. Is this acceptable for us? Have we got the social license for this anymore? And I think a lot of people are starting to turn away from it.
Would you say then the focus on horse riding just in general and towards the future should be more towards the relationship between the human and the animal, and focusing on the collective rather than just the individual prize, the individual goal at the end?
We'd like to see an end to animals being used in all types of events like that, whether it's horse racing, greyhound racing, you know, rodeo. There are so many events where animals are being pushed to their limits, and I think, you know, even if you do have a relationship with an animal, that's one particular thing. But when there's a prize at the end, I think that, like, emotionally pushes riders or people in control of their animal at the time to sometimes push them to their limits, and we've seen that with this horse, where clearly it did not want to continue in this particular event. But, you know, even within the horse racing industry, for example, in New Zealand, there are some calls for, you know, getting rid of whips entirely. So within the actual industry, the horse riding industry, some people there are saying the use of whips is not the thing we should be doing. They've got quite a few tight rules around how they use whips. They've been changed over the years, but it's clear that more and more people are recognising the fact that this is pretty unacceptable. People are all getting, you know, excited watching these events, possibly placing bets on, you know, which animal is going to win a race, and at the same time the welfare of the animal is being compromised. So I think there are a lot of people who will start to make a louder, stronger call to see the use of whips go for one, and to see the use of animals being used in any of these types of entertainment go.
That was SAFE's CEO, Deborah Ashton, speaking with Charlie about animal rights and equestrian.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.